Hello and welcome into the Soror Data Show. I'm Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on Soror, joined today by Sean Newsham, PSU fans too, to talk about prizes, but also, well, I guess that also is prizes. Sean and I, full disclosure, had no topic until like an hour ago. And now we have two topics that we want to discuss. And that's just the way it happens with Soror. We are going to start off with the one that we said we were going to talk about. And the other one is, who brought this topic up to us, Sean? Was it our good friend Mark Alele, or was it somebody else?
No, that one.
Was it Jay Fraz?
Yeah.
Jay Fraz, I think.
Also, guys, I'm gonna give two caveats here. One, Laird gets paid the big bucks, guys, and he's the one in charge of coming up with topics. So,
and I came up with two of them.
Yeah. Okay. One of them was the same was last week. Anyways, and then caveat two is I just want to say before we get into all this, I'm still in a wait and see, and I'm giving things a chance. I'm gonna give my opinions now, but I'm giving things a chance going into the next season and stuff, how stuff goes.
Next European season will be a big part of the topic that we discuss later. First off, thank you everyone for coming in. Toby saw that I posted the video or the stream without a topic or anything. Toby, there's an explanation for that. And it has nothing, actually, strangely enough, has nothing to do with the fact that I didn't have a topic. But yes, all the shows matter, which is what I said. Ryan and Philly Dilly on the podium today. So congratulations. Philly Dilly, going to need context to this subject. That's literally what we're here for. Skosmo says, scarcity over division, division over score. The best score in the division should get the best prize. Divisions are there to act as another form of progression, akin to scarcity, where you don't have to mix cards. If people want to argue Division 3 with 500 points should get more than Division 1 with 450, why not start arguing that limited scores with 500 should get more than Super Rare with 450, which, you're being ridiculous, but there are plenty. You're muted, but I'm assuming you're just agreeing on the ridiculousness.
That was Skosmo? Was it Skosmo?
Yeah.
Yeah, he must be drunk already because that's dumb as shit.
No. He's saying that's what people want to argue. He's not arguing that.
Oh, okay. They're dumb as shit. I had to make sure it was someone I could call dumb as shit without them getting super upset before I did it. But if he's just giving a broad statement of people, then they're dumb.
Yes. It was the broad statement of dumbness.
Yeah.
Let's see. So yeah, ZM starts here. Kev Hurd, what's up? Mike Bastin. Arthur said, why is this a question? It's concerning. Because people come up with it. Andy Black apparently has a problem with some guy named Carlos Gill. I don't know who that is.
Is Andy Black showing ambition and pounding D4 again this week? Or is he not getting any cards because he's actually playing at higher levels?
Yeah. Okay. Skosmo, just want to clarify. He thinks we absolutely should not be entertaining that.
Okay.
This came up because somebody, I don't even know what division was in, but basically they absolutely smashed their face off in Division 2, won it, and pulled the whole, I would have won Division 1 if I was in Division 1.
Do you not have the tweet?
What's that?
Do you not have the tweet? I don't have it. We weren't tagged in it. We just saw it. Oh, I know where I can find it.
I'm sure I could find it, but it doesn't even matter. I don't feel like calling that person out directly. So
agree with that person, so it's not really calling them out.
Ooh.
See?
Ooh. So you believe that whoever...
We'll get into it.
Well, that's what we're getting into. Do you think that the highest score in a competition... And let's keep it to scarcities. Do you think the highest score in rare should win the best prize?
I'm going to find the... I'm finding the tweet because I already found it. And I'm going to send it to you on Slack so you have it. And you can pull it up. So... I'm going to preface this by currently saying I do not like the divisions currently. I think that they just don't do the job that they should do. And so Philly Dilly, this is a lot of the caveat of my thing. So this was the post, and I don't know the person, I don't believe. So in Division 1, person put up 475 points and got $2,400. Great, cool. He played Division 3 and put up 517 points and got $350.
But one thing I did not notice about this screenshot, he scored 517. They scored 517.
Yeah.
Second place, 403, and third, 279.
Correct. So I'm going to talk to two questions that just got posted or comments. Philly Dilly said, picking your division is part of the strat and decision-making. I found the division structure way better and require way more thoughts and decisions. I would agree with that, except for the fact that the way that the divisions are currently set up, I don't think there's like a clear decision of like where you should want to play your cards, which to me is an issue. So Scosmo is then saying that he should play Premier League in season Division One. This is my other issue. He does not have the option to play Premier League in season Division One because most likely he has not progressed to that level due to how stuff works typically. For me, one of the big things with coming on to So Rare, like from the beginning, and so, and Scosmo says because he hasn't earned it, and we're going to talk about that. One of the big things to me coming into So Rare was that if you put up the best score, it didn't matter what your cards were, what team you stacked, who you played, didn't matter. If you put up the best score, you won the best prize. And for smaller galleries, that doesn't happen very frequently. So when you actually achieve it, you want to get a reward that is a very strong reward to make up for the fact that you are not going to do it very frequently, which this guy, Tim, is likely not going to be in this position again for like years. And the one time that he actually does this and puts up a massive score, he had no option but to be in Division Three and win very little. And so for me, the issue is too, is like, I just don't think the divisions are properly working the way that they want them to, because like sometimes a small person is going to win them. But like, I mean, let's go to Pranksy's game. I guarantee is running like a super rare lineup in limiteds and smashing probably. So like,
one super rare lineup in limited that's second in whatever.
Yeah, so he's podium D1, whatever. But like, it's just like, to me, I would feel much better. Because the reason I don't think that the divisions works is that, and so Tobias, and I'll get to this too in a second. The reason why I don't think the divisions are working currently is because one, there's merit. Like I think at the super rare level, you want to be in Division One because there is that jackpot prize that you cannot win in the other divisions. So I think being in that is what you want to do. In rare and limited, I think you, in like in-season stuff, I think you want to be playing like D2, D3, D4s because you just aren't realistically going to win enough of the time to where you're going to have to worry about the top prize. Like, yeah, you might win it, but like getting $5, $10 every week is just a better situation than the one time you would win like every 6 years for the podium. Like if you win $5 to $10 every single week playing lower divisions, that's going to add up more than that one jackpot you hit every 6 years because you did well. So I gotta scroll up here. So Tobias said, where's Tobias's post? Tobias said, so we're acknowledged that the balance isn't great yet. The fact they acknowledge it means they're most likely trying to improve the balance between divisions. And that is why, like I'm saying, from my perspective, I'm giving my perspective from today. I'm not bashing anything because I do think that this is a significant change in gameplay that it's going to take a while to go through it. And I do think that them acknowledging it and like actually saying like, hey, we don't think that it makes sense right now is a good thing. So like, I'm not trying to say like, that's why I'm not trying to be like, I'm full out on divisions. They're terrible. They're awful. I hate them. Blah, blah. I'm just giving my opinion on what it's like today.
Does your opinion change on this? If Tim Goat had the option to play D1 and decided to play D3.
For me, it would, because then in that situation, he opted to play the lower division where his cards could be more competitive, and he gave up the option to play Division 1 where the high prizes were.
Yeah, so like I think the whole conversation before this was they're like the getting a prize in D3 and D2 for super rare and 4 and 3 and maybe 2 for rare. like the lower divisions, everyone's like, that's where you want to play. And Scosmo was one of them, I know. And he's like, you want to be in D1 because if your lineup goes off, that's where you want to be because that's the biggest prize.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Tim has a D1. I assume not. But it like this is the like this is why you want to be in Division One. And yeah, this idea of like, oh, they would have if they could, that's the game now. Like the game is to get to Division One.
But that's not the case. So in Rare Laird, I'm currently in 150th and have a reasonable shot to win Challenger Division 3. What do you think my reward is if I win?
For what scarcity?
Rare.
Challenger Division 3. I would assume it's a star.
Yeah. So like why play D1? I can just get a star in D3 while getting other rewards at a lower price.
So for Classic, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, but like in season, I think it also makes sense because I'm able to get rewards with much lower scores in the lower divisions. And so, the jackpot isn't big enough that it makes sense. Like, it's not even the jackpot. It's the fact that like...
It's exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, the yeah. Jackpot super rare level, I think the in season makes sense to be in Division 1 because the jackpot is that much better and you have a realistic shot to win. Like, mm-hmm. There are probably only 50 people in Division 1. Yeah, so Philly Dilly said, I feel like the strategy here between limited and rare versus super rare is much different. So in limited and rares, in classic and in season, you want to be in lower divisions. I don't think you want to be in Division 1. I think it's bad to be in Division 1. You should probably be playing your strongest lineups in Division 2, 3, 4. In super rare, I think you probably want to be in Division 1 just because you do have a realistic shot to win. And if you actually hit the jackpot, it is significantly bigger than what it is in like Division 3. Whereas like in the rare and limited level, like I'm curious how many people are in how many people are in like rare in season like Challenger 3 or something, because like I just don't think I'm not in it. I'm in D2, so like let's look at D2. So in Classic Champion Division 2, there's 1800 people. Like, I'm not realistically gonna win that. In super rare, there's not that many people in super. In super rare classic division 2, there is 132 people. I can realistically win that with lineups. So like a current issue that I think is existing is like they're incentivizing a lack of ambition in the limited and rare levels. And then on the other side of that, whenever there's midweeks when the prizes aren't good and there is no jackpot, you don't want to relegate your team out of D1 there, because like I can win a tier 3. So like this upcoming game week is pretty small. I don't know if you've looked at it at all, but in Classic Premier League Division 2, if I win Classic Premier League Division 2, I get a tier 2 super rare. If I win Division 1, I get a tier 1. There's no tier 0. So, like, I cannot win Holland Super. I can just win a Tier 1, which, again, better cards, but, like, the difference there isn't going to be that drastically different. And a lot of it, too, is, like, the boxes. Like, I might not have a chance to win boxes up in D1, but I can win boxes down in D2, D3.
So, from the Super Rare cash perspective, which is, like, what this tweet came from.
Yes.
Do you think that because he scored 517, he should get whatever the first place, he should get $2,400?
I mean, not this week, because that's not how it's set up. But in my opinion, I don't think divisions are working properly. And that's the issue or so.
Do you think if the game worked the way you wanted it to, that they deserve $2,400 for that lineup?
If it worked how I would have it work, yes, because I would not have divisions.
So just no divisions?
Yeah, I would have no divisions. But from what I'm seeing, divisions don't make sense. From my viewpoint, I don't think divisions make much sense. Maybe that can be changed. I'm not like, this isn't a situation where I'm like, I know this is stupid. This is really dumb. It could work. Divisions could work. I don't see it yet. And I don't work for SoRare or I'm employed by SoRare. So it's not my responsibility to come up with something that works.
Sure.
And if we gave feedback, it wouldn't be listened to most likely anyways. So do I think divisions could work? Yes. Do I think it's likely they're going to make sense or work? No. That's my opinion. What do you think?
I'm struggling to, like, You say they don't work, but like, is this the, is this why it doesn't work? Because the highest score isn't given the best prize?
It doesn't work because of that. It doesn't work because of the inability to pick what division you want to go in. I understand you have to earn it. So like maybe that's a different thing. It doesn't work because there's incentive to not be in Division One. If there is ever incentive not to be in Division One, that's not good. And there's currently definitely discussion points on whether or not you want to be in Division One.
Unless you want to maximize your prize.
Yeah, but like I don't even think it's maximize your prize or ROI.
I don't know what that means.
So maximize your ROI might be playing Division Two, Division Three.
Oh. Yeah, I think also the whole like you can also like you can win a star in Division Three, like that's going to be a worse star than Division One. Like you're not winning the best star in Division Three.
Yeah, but you're not winning the best star in Division One a lot of the time either, especially at the rare level. There's like.
But it's always going to be worse. The star in Division Three will always be worse.
For the first place, not second. I don't think all the prize. I don't think all the stars in D1 will be better than all the stars in D2 or D3.
Yeah, I have no idea if that's.
I don't know either. Ryan said, isn't your perspective because you can compete at D1? My gallery isn't where I can realistically compete in D1 week to week. That's another issue, though. Like, let's say you get promoted a couple times just because, like Vitaly said, if you're playing without a DNP, you're likely going to get promoted a lot of the time or stay in the division you're in because most of the people that get relegated have DNPs. So, like, you're saying your lineup's not good enough to play in D1 to compete in D1, but you're going to be in D1 because your lineup doesn't have a DNP and mine does. And all of a sudden I'm down in D3, you're in D2 and you're like, WTF, like, why is this happening?
Like this lineup's not good enough to win D1. We would never say this lineup would win Division 1.
I mean, but it did.
Right. That's my point.
Yeah.
Ryan's saying like, he doesn't have the lineup to win it. Like this is a lineup that cannot win.
Yeah.
And it literally just scored more points than everyone else in the conference.
So Ryan said, he's like, he made it to D1, never won a reward on the way up and was immediately relegated. So that to me though, is not a good, That's a good example of like why it's not working. You have continuously moved up. I'm going to assume you started D3, D4, D5, and you continuously moved up to D1 and never won shit. And then you're in a division where you realistically can't win shit. Whereas if everybody can play in one division, like at least in those situations where if you have a decent week or you have a pretty solid week, you're going to get something out of it, which is obviously better than nothing. And not to mention like with the reward boxes, a lot of the issue was that people previously didn't win very many rewards because they didn't place high enough. Now you give away so many reward boxes if you just combine and had one division, like all of a sudden you're giving a reward box out through 25% anyways. And if you're not finishing in the top 25% anyways, who gives a shit because your lineup's not good enough?
Yeah, no, I... So how do you think divisions can actually work?
I don't know.
Just allowing people to enter whatever division they want?
I don't know if that works either, though, because then, like, everybody all of a sudden enters D1, and that's a big discussion of, like, okay, so many people are in D1, and then everyone waits the last minute. It's like, all right, no one's in D3. I'm going to hop in there and get what I can. So I don't think that necessarily works either. I think there's possibilities where divisions can work. I don't know. They have to rebalance. Like, definitely need to rebalance. But, like, I personally do not love the thought of divisions. Because to me, it's like, if you have someone that just is like in D3, D4, but they have that one magical week where they just smash, they deserve to win a big prize. Not like, oh, you're in D3, that doesn't exist.
So it's funny because the flip side of this is seen in this specific graphic here. Like this picture from like 403 points, or really 279 points, allowing you to win $150 is a direct result of Division Three and what Correct. Can happen in Division Three. So Correct. I feel like we have both sides of the argument here in this one picture.
Yeah.
Like that sort of makes it seem like it's okay. Then it works.
But can you click on that person's lineup?
This isn't the
Sanchez FC.
Yeah. Actually, I have it right here. Hold on. What was it? Champ or Premier League?
Premier in season D3. Oh, he fell to fourth. It doesn't matter. For the point of this, it doesn't really matter.
Oh.
Yeah, but like, so here's the thing. Do you really want this person to be getting rewards? Nothing against Sanchez here, but like, do you want a lineup like that to really be getting rewards? And like, click on Sancho. I guarantee Sancho has a big gallery and he just threw this lineup in there.
I was going to say, do you want Max to be getting podiums in D3?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you really want, yeah. So like, is the point of this really for Max M to go and scrape $150 out? No, but like, go to Sanchez gallery. Like, this is a big gallery, right? Like, this isn't some guy that is in here playing.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is Sanchez gallery. Like, they have Jude and
like Sancho's got 50, 60 lines. Like, is this the guy that you really, this is not, right? Like, we talked about the galleries. Like, he's a gallery's $200,000 gallery. Is this like the idea of Division Three was so like people could have chances. Max M winning $150 in D3 with a shit score isn't the idea of like why I want there to be a divisions, right? Like, this just doesn't really work to me. Then all of a sudden, like, look at Lucky Ricky's lineup. Like, let's pretend that the other guys, like, does that lineup really deserve a reward?
I think the other thing that we need to consider here is that there are very, very few super rare, like, galleries that are entering in season super rare contests that are small.
True.
So true. Like, gallery side, like, everyone here should have a decent sized gallery.
True. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's not like the idea of Division Three to me. I think it is though. Yeah, but maybe this isn't like, maybe at super rare there shouldn't be divisions. Like, maybe the super level there should not be divisions.
Which is funny because I hear people complaining that there are no divisions in unique, and they were like, why not have them in unique? And it's like, is this why?
Well, unique's a whole nother issue currently, because like, everyone else is getting reward boxes. Unique, you just get nothing. Like, there's nothing else in classic. There's no reward box or anything. Like, it's just classic. It's just the cards you get.
Yeah. Toby said, the flip side, doesn't the guy who showed ambition and climbed to Division One and put his best lineup in Division One deserve the best?
I think once they announced the division structure, though,
The idea of it only takes 1 week is gone.
Yeah. So Tobias, you mean the guy that wasn't part of the 75% of people that had a DNP? You mean that guy that like just didn't have a DNP, so he stayed in Division One? Like, that's the issue with divisions too. Is like, divisions are so, oh, did you eat a DNP? Yeah. Okay. Go. You're screwed. Did you not eat a DNP? Okay. You're still in D1 or you got promoted. Like, that's not, there's not much skill in that or anything. It's just like, oh, did you get screwed with the DNP? Yeah, okay, eat shit again. Go down to D2. Like, that to me is not... Literally, Clement said that 73% of relegations are DNP related. I mean, that's... So basically, you just eat a DNP and you go down.
Yeah, just don't get one, though. How about that?
Yeah, okay. I'll work right on that. I'm getting right on that, Laird.
Do you think you should win an extra box if you don't get relegated with a DNP? No.
Blue Tomato said dodging DNP is definitely a skill. It is to some extent. Like,
it is until it isn't.
It is until it isn't. It is when it's like, oh, this guy was known suspended and you played him. That's skill. It's not when it's like, oh, this guy had a random appendectomy yet today and he's not going to play and you couldn't do shit about it because it locked 3 days ago. Like, so there's skill in DNPs and not DNPs.
Um, 15% of promoted teams had a DNP.
Yeah, but they're mostly in lower
lowest divisions. Yeah.
Which, I mean, that makes sense because lower divisions doesn't take much. I mean, I played a lineup in, Contender super rare Division Three, but I could have played higher because I knew I had a DNP. Blue Tomato said I always run the safer guy instead of one with more upside. Yeah, but again, I think you're missing the point. Like, I'll give an example of a few weeks ago. Could you have really predicted that there was going to be a fire next door to the Southampton game at the building next door, so they would have to cancel the Southampton game? Because if you did, you're very skillful apparently. If you didn't, then you suck and have no skill.
If you did, I'm guessing you're the one who set the fire.
Yeah, like, I just, there is skill in avoiding DNPs as best as possible, but there's also ways that you are not going to avoid a DNP.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And like the ones that are just like, oh, this guy's played every game for a year and a half and he is out because he's literally got in a car crash on the way to the stadium. That's not skillful. That's just like what it is.
Or just injured in the warm-up. I mean,
yeah. Like, or just like the end of the season, like right now, like the end of the season is just like a DNP. Like, okay, so Liverpool's fighting for the title. Did everyone properly have Salah and like everyone else out yesterday on the DNP bench because they
just so your issue is basically that any DNP is like a double whammy.
No, yeah, a DNP right now is double whammy. You did DNP and you just eat shit.
In Division One, at least.
Yeah, for Division One.
Yeah, Philly Dilly said basically if you're consistently in Division One and you drop, you're probably back the following week.
Yeah, but that following week you had that big line that had, and then you just can't win the best prize. And then so all of a sudden you're in D1 every week. Boom, DNP, eat shit. You put up the best score of a thing. You've been in D1 for 8 weeks, and then all of a sudden you eat shit and you now get a prize for $400 instead of $4,000.
This is why you should have multiple Division One entries, Sean.
Yeah, but that's not possible for everybody.
You just got to spend more money and they'll make it possible.
Well, people don't always love that as an option.
There you go. Skazma's on.
I had 3D1 lamps the other week and I literally got all three relegated in the one division. Challenger.
You should win a box for that too.
Yeah. Challenger Classic. I got them all DNP'd. Blue Tomatoes. Are DNPs the reason why monthly rewards won't work? DNPs are a reason why a lot of people do not have issues with stuff on the platform. DNPs, I think, are a major issue on the platform. So that's a whole different topic.
I'm not talking about that today.
Yeah, I know. I knew you weren't. I don't think it's worth talking about either, to be honest. Because there's merit to both sides.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, which I've said before. So also like, no, I'm talking about the boxes, you know, a way to fix D1 and make D1 more interesting. If you are in D1, you get a box. Guaranteed box. Like if you play a game week in D1, you get a box.
So,
or if you don't get
I'm relegated, not against that at all.
Don't get relegated, you get a box. What'd you say?
I'm not against that at all.
Yeah.
The one thing that feels really poor, and Vita brought it up before, the idea that you could essentially get promoted from the last, like you could start in D5, 4, or 3, get promoted all the way to Division 1 and never win a reward on the way.
Yeah.
Like that feels weird to me.
Yeah.
Because now your reward is getting blasted in D1.
Yeah.
Welcome. That's terrible. See you on the way.
Charlie said, I heard through the grapevine that monthly comps bombed and was not received well at Sober HQ. Well, I'm going to be honest. The monthly comps were designed absolutely stupidly for the platform. And I love the monthly comps. I got a lot of enjoyment out of them and interest, but also like they are so, so unfavorable to a small gallery, like absurdly unfavorable. They were arguably the most unfavorable thing to a smaller gallery that we've ever had on the platform.
Certainly the ones where they paid out weekly and monthly. Like the early
No, it's the opposite of that. The one where you didn't get paid out weekly and you only got paid out monthly was way more unfavorable. Because at least in the the one where you got paid out weekly, at least if you had a big week, you got something that you could be like, okay, cool, I got this. Whereas like I saw people literally win and get zero reward at the end of the thing. That would suck.
Yeah. Those competitions and essentially like the whale, basically how it benefited whales so much is the reason why I'm more understanding of promotion and relegation in each game week as opposed to monthly pro rel.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not advocating for a monthly pro rel.
There are people doing that though, thinking that it's better for everyone.
Yeah. Right? Like, well, actually you know what, Laird, it might be different. Cause if they don't consider the midweeks, it would be okay. If they just considered the weekends, I actually think they shouldn't be doing midweeks as like a pro rel anyways.
It makes the gameplay confusing, I guess. Like right now, Sean, we have 20 hours until the next game week, and we don't know what divisions all of our lineups are in, because there's still games to be played. And like, that just feels a little.
Yeah. I mean, I still think to this day that the pro rel should only be like the weekends, and then the midweeks that they are open, you just are in that division and you stay in that division for the next weekend.
Yeah, I get it. I get that. What is this? Jeff C said, I haven't thought this through, but came to mind, how bad would it be that your best scoring lineup gets the D1 prize, second D2, and third D3?
No, because at least now it's like you have to choose where you want to be. Because like, let's say your best lineup would do well in D3, but it gets you jack shit in D1. Like, I don't think that would work well. I think people would be very upset about that.
Yeah, I think that basically comes with the same idea of you set three lineups and your highest score goes in the highest division.
Yeah.
And because that kind of takes out the possibility that, you know, your highest score is in D3 if you have three. I don't know. Yeah, projected. So I'm glad Kev brought this up. Should be sorted now with the new projected division. Patch notes released an hour or so. So it's not a projection at all. It's just like, this is where you currently are. And I have a lineup that is currently getting relegated and I have two players left. And those two players play, I will not get relegated. But they're like, oh, projection says you're getting relegated. Like, that.
So is it showing me where I'm supposed to be now? It's not on the platform for me right now.
I haven't even looked, to be honest.
I don't fucking know. Like, I'm getting from, no, it's not even like live, or if it is, it's not where it needs to be live.
God, Todd, it's just so dusty.
Yeah, anyway. I'm fine as long as Dzeko doesn't score. But I also, like, my good lineup has Tadic in it. The good rare lineup has Tadic in it.
I have Tadic in D3. How do you feel about that? Anyway.
I also have Tadic in D3, Laird. That's just my good lineup.
Damn it. Yep. The, where somebody brought this up earlier and I wanted to talk about it. Scores, divisions, shoot, where was it? Oh, well, I lost it. What about just an extra prize for whoever scores the most? Like one extra prize.
I think that's probably an improvement.
Like, does that, because realistically, that's the only solution. I don't think anybody's like, oh man, I had the second highest score this week. I should, like, if there's just literally like, it just increases that jackpot element.
That's not a bad idea. Actually, what if you just literally divvied up one more star?
That's exactly what I was saying. Like, if you, well, in Classic, at least.
The issue is this doesn't really work at the limited or at the super rare level or unique level, because there's probably not enough cards to do something like this. But yeah, imagine if they actually just, like, if you score the best score, no matter what division you're in, you'll win a star. That sounds interesting to me. That would probably take care of the complaints, because then it's like, you didn't score the best prize, it doesn't matter.
So the only issue with that is now you have absolutely no incentive to play D1.
Like, no, you still do. You still do, because you still get, you get two. No, I'm saying you get two stars.
You get two. No, I agree with you, and I still don't. I don't know.
There's less incentive, but like, there's still incentive. But also, like, you could just do ETH if you wanted to do ETH, I guess, too. Yeah, Blue Tomatoes, and that's probably how you'd have to do it, is star and limited and rare, and an ETH and super rare and unique, you have ETH. So, like, yeah, maybe like the best lineup in Classic, super rare, and Classic, unique, and limited, and you get like $1,000 or something. And you each of those gets like $1,000 or so. I mean, it would depend on what region you're in, but at least in that situation, you get a little bit more.
See, I think Skosmo's right here. Like, in that scenario, you'd rather be in D3.
I mean, I think there's already merit to grinding D3.
But we think that, like, that's broken. Like, yeah, you want to be in D3 because it's broken. You want to be able to fix it so that you want everybody to strive to be in
D3. Yeah, but that could come with like a rebalance, right? Like, all of a sudden there's no stars in D3. Like, D3 has no stars, whereas D1 has like six. And then, but if you do win D3, you will get a star.
Not if you win D3. If you score,
if you win everything, you get a star. But if you don't, you don't get a star.
Then what do you do in D2?
Maybe they have one star instead of
Yeah, I just
or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I think a supplemental top score.
So I'm going to call out Scosmo again, because that's what we're doing, apparently. Personally, I want to strive for D1 for the jackpot prize. If I have the ability to win the best prizes from the lower divisions, then you take away the incentive of D1. Here's the issue, Scosmo. Your incentive and the way that you should think about things is, I want to strive to do the best for my gallery. If that is not playing D1, then you should not play D1. The jackpots are not big enough to be like, I'm only going to play D1 so that I'm in the top level. Like, in the midweek, and you can go D1 and be like, yeah, I'm going to win that T2 in D1. Who gives a shit in that situation if you can win a tier 3 in Division 3 and a tier 2 in Division 1? Like, what's the point? Whereas, like, if you lose and you get relegated, and then all of a sudden on the weekend you're like, yeah, I can't even play D1 because I got relegated in the midweek, baby. Like, it just doesn't make that much sense to me.
But the solution, like, I feel like the only solution to that is to get rid of divisions.
I agree. I literally think right now, with what I've seen, getting rid of divisions makes the most sense. What's your thoughts on divisions? Like, where are you at currently with things?
Like, I really like them. Like, okay. I think it gives you, like, mentally, you don't feel as awful if you have like a shit week, but you didn't get relegated everywhere. And I think this idea that, that you should prioritize the lower divisions basically shows us that you don't have to have like the absolute nut score every week to get like a tier 5. And it feel like it levels the playing field in terms of, or it should level the playing field in terms of the lower divisions. You don't need to score as many points, which, strangely enough, in this example that started it all, shows that you don't need them, but you can get them. You know, you can get the highest score in there. But I think it does a better job helping the people in the lower divisions, but they haven't found the right formula of getting people to want to play the higher divisions. Like, this, that idea of like everyone in D1 gets a box. Like, I think it's something as simple as that would really help. And everybody, every Tuesday and every Friday, when everyone opens all of just their power, their level ups, and they're like, this sucks. But then, like, every time they go into to do their lineups, they're like, I'm going to play for some boxes. I want to, what did Harry call it? Like, box hunting other day. I was like, I like that. I really enjoy that part of the game.
I'm pretty sure it was Scosma who literally said, he's like, I'm just going to play the classic season instead of in season because I literally just want boxes with the chance to open boxes. And I know Mark Lele said the same thing. We're like, I love boxes. You know, I am a big fan of the boxes. I have currently, for those out there witch hunting, if you're watching the show, I am currently getting below average amount of cards in my boxes since I am a content creator. Laird, have you gotten below your average of what you should get?
I assume so.
I'm only counting, by the way, the weekend ones, the like midweek stuff. It's just different. The box like quality is different.
Actually, so I'm glad you, sorry to cut you off there, but Vita said that before, that making the boxes better in D1 is enough. Like, it should be enough.
It could be. It could be enough if you make them better. I also like, I love boxes. Yeah. Like, boxes, like, I'm probably the most excited about boxes of anyone. Like, and I'm like, I got this steaming pile of shit last game week in box. Like, we're talking like, this dude has literally never even been in the squad in Korea. And I was like, yeah, like, let's go, baby. I'm like, this is awesome. Whereas, like, I normally get a start, or I get a start and I'm like, yep, this sucks. I'm going to get some turd box. And then I open up, I'm like, yep, turd box. I was so happy I got this pile who's literally never even been in the squad for his team in his entire career. And I was like, this is awesome. So if you make boxes a little bit better, that will be good. And
it makes no sense to me. Sorry to cut you off there, but it like makes no sense to me that the percentages for rewards are the same in every division.
None. It doesn't make sense to me because like they're not giving away like tons of stars and stuff. So it's like, it's kind of weird, especially the super and like unique level. There are none in uniques, and there are none in super early. Like, it's T2 or nothing. So the other thing is that I think this is like a big, going forward, I think this is a thing that will be good, is that this is the first iteration of the boxes. I think they're going to add a lot more stuff to the boxes. Like, I think we're going to see hats in the boxes. I think we're going to see jerseys in the box. We've already seen them in midweeks, but I think we're going to see them on the weekends. Clearly, they can already do it. I think we're going to see game tickets in the boxes. I think we're going to see...
Do you know how crazy people would go to get a fucking hat in a box?
Dude, they love them.
Like,
they love
it's
them.
So simple.
Dude, getting anything is, like, exciting in a box. And so, like, I think they're going to put ETH in the boxes. Someone mentioned...
No. That is not happening.
I think that they're going to put in market credits, maybe instead of ETH market credits. But
there,
like, I actually agree. Someone said this a bit ago, and I don't remember who it was in the chat, but they talked about the market credits. I would like market credits in football. Like, I would use them in football because I would like to... I buy cards more frequently in football. Like, obviously, basketball, I'd win a market credit. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to buy any cards in this. Yeah, I got a jersey in the midweek 3 weeks ago or whatever.
It was wasn't it the first Continental Knights?
Yeah, it was the Continental Knights. I haven't been that excited about a reward since... I won Kimmich when he was still like 4 ETH. It's been like a year since I was that excited for a reward and I won a jersey. And I was like super pumped. Tobias said market credits is fine as long as it's an actual credit.
They're not actual credits,
but like I'm actually okay with that. I would rather it just be like, I'd rather it not be 25%. I'd rather it be like 50% though. Yeah, because they're really not. So Major NFT said, I want market credits to buy cards, not a percent off. They're basically a percentage off.
They're coupons.
Yeah, it's basically a 25% off coupon up to this amount.
Yep.
But
I like, what do you think about this from Skosmo, though? My only worry with market credits is some of the existing or potential increase to cash rewards getting replaced with market credits.
I mean, I guess that's just a different thing. I think people wouldn't be good with that. Like, you have to give away cash. Yeah, Major NFT said, I've got almost 300 MLB I'll never use.
Me too.
I got a bunch in NBA, and I was just like, I don't want to buy an NBA cards. Now, granted, that was more of a, like, I don't want to buy NBA cards thing. But, like, I would definitely buy cards. Also, the market credits, and this is a big thing to me, and I think Sober misses the mark on this. You need to be – can you use the market credits on the secondary?
No.
Yes, that's what you need to be able to use market credits on the secondary. And I really just think SoRare as a whole misses the mark on the secondary market. And I understand why they want people to use the primary. Obviously, they get a significant amount more money. But if the secondary market isn't thriving and the secondary market doesn't do well, people are less incentivized to buy cards off the primary market.
Can you use them on buy nows?
I would assume so, but like, I mean, if you're using a buy now, then you're dumb as shit anyways, because they're usually like some absurd ass price.
I mean, sometimes you just need the card right now, Sean.
Yeah, you can literally buy it off the secondary market like at all times for the like cheaper price.
You know, you're not first owner. Maybe there are no new seasons on the market.
Blue Tomatoes asks, are you guys really think that they will improve boxes significantly? For me, it sounds like are there best ideas for the club shop? Look in which state the club shop is now. Yes, I do think the boxes will improve. But, like, I mean, if you add market credits or you add jerseys to, like, that improves it a significant amount, right? Like, that's a big improvement.
If they did jerseys?
Just anything. Like, anything we just mentioned, if they put those in, like, it's a major improvement. Like, we've talked about it before. What I would really love... We all know Sober has just some massive pile of tickets. Like, they just have a shitload of tickets for a lot of teams. Not like every team, but like a lot of teams.
Sorry, this is an inside joke with Toby.
Oh. So I would like to see, like, ticket market credits, where it's like you get – I hate – like, if they came up to me, this is how they do tickets. Hey, Sean, do you want to go to an AC Milan game tomorrow? Yeah, check on that. Where it's like, or like, I typically, and you and I have talked about this, I travel 2 or 3 times a year, typically. Sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on the year. A lot of the time when I travel, it is built around going to a sporting event.
Sure.
Because that's what I enjoy. So I would love to be able to be like, oh, I have $500 in market credits. Could you give me 2 tickets to the Columbus Crew game? And I can actually use those tickets instead of like, hey, Sean, do you want two tickets to AC Milan game? You just got to fly across the world by tomorrow and spend $5,000.
So I feel like this is going to be a bit dramatic, but I think the opportunity to get tickets, I don't want to say to any game because we don't know what their licensing agreements are, but the idea to win tickets to any game would be an absolute game changer.
Yeah.
It would be huge. And I don't know, we don't know what their ticket situation is. It seems like they have 20 tickets to every Premier League game because anyone who wants to go can go.
We have an idea of how many tickets they have, and it's a lot.
We don't know if they have any in the J League or the K League. But being able to have to win, a ticket credit. I think, now I'm all excited and I'm just I think that, and it's not like everyone has to, they don't have to give them away as much as they give away these market credits.
No, you don't have
to. Possibility to win tickets to any, if Sean, they were like, you just won two MLS tickets, you let us know when you want them.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't have to be the closest team. Oh, I'm going on vacation. Oh, I can just catch. Yeah. You've said that before. Just the idea to that was supposed to be a coins thing. But if I could just cash in 50,000 coins for two tickets when I'm already at, on my way to the stadium.
I don't know why that's not in the club shop already. That should be a no-brainer. Cause it's not people will be you can't really use currency, but you could have it an MLS ticket is 100,000 coins. Two Premier League tickets are 250,000 coins. A Scottish League ticket is 5 coins.
Something, yeah.
You missed the joke there, but okay.
I can't get myself involved in it.
But I think that stuff's great. And it's just it's actually usable thing because I think what happens too is they have a lot of tickets that go unused because they don't have a good way of utilizing them. Based on my understanding of how they go with the tickets and stuff.
Yeah, Toby says right here, they're definitely underusing tickets and doing it wrong. I'm not sure what the right way is. What they do now is wrong. And we're not ticket distribution experts, but it feels like something is not working if there aren't more people being able to get tickets that presumably are available. But again, we don't know.
Yeah. In my opinion, it's one of those things. If you could use them so much more efficiently if there was a mechanism to use them properly. Scosmo has put in a lot of money on Sower. Blue Tomato said, I think it's for Sower's logistical problem. It is. And I just think that they haven't solved it, which to be fair is something they should have solved because it's a massive thing that is very exciting for users that is just literally, I think they're just not using them a lot of the time.
Which is the problem. It feels like a logistical problem that really should be near the top of the priority list.
Correct. And it's it shouldn't be that difficult per se, especially my main thing is if you're but I know how DraftKings and stuff used to work with this stuff, but I think it is.
I don't think they were giving tickets to the scale that we're kind of hoping that's so rare. Although I guess it doesn't even really matter.
No, they definitely were. It's pretty the way that they have the VIP program though, DraftKings, if I texted my FanDuel rep and I'm like, hey, could I get two tickets to this game? A lot of the time he'll either be like, yeah, we have a deal with them. Here's two tickets. Or he'll be like, yeah, here's $500 budget. You can go buy a couple tickets and just tell me how much they are.
Yes. Well, those two outcomes are very different for So Rare.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be because they have access to a lot of tickets. And I'm not even going to talk about the other one where you're paying, but they have a lot of access to tickets to stuff.
Yeah, no, I think match tickets, and I don't know if they keep them from being rewarded regularly in order to make the ones that they do reward even more special, but it just feels like people would generally be more excited if they were I won tickets to this game.
Here's this match
because I play this fantasy football game.
Here's a thing, and I want to make it very clear that I am not I'm just going to use a different, I don't want to call anyone out, but I'm just going to like use you as an example. If you ask for two tickets for a game, you should get them, is my opinion.
Agreed.
A lot of the time. I shouldn't see you at this game 20 times a year. If I see Laird at a New England Revolution games 20 times a year, instead of like someone else getting tickets to go 20 times, like someone else should get tickets too.
Sure.
Like, I think that that's part of the distribution, because like they do, I think they realize there's a distribution error. And I know this from like previous experience, and this happens. And I'm not going to say that this is good or bad in terms of like it happening, but like, you shouldn't send the same person to games 30 times a year because you have tickets to a team and they live there. And like, that's totally not the best way to distribute stuff.
So let me actually backtrack on that. I think that's okay if it's available to other, like.
Yeah. If someone else had the option
first. The reason I'm backtracking here is because all I'm thinking about is Quinny, who feels like he goes to a Celtic game every week. It's probably only been three times all season for all we know. But like, I can't go to Celtic for a number of reasons. I think that's okay. I don't think that there are going to be thousands of people on the platform that like want to go to Celtic Park or can physically do it. And so if they send him 10 times, like that's like, I'm the kind of person that's just like, whatever, like,
well,
I just can't do it. So I can't do it.
Correct.
And if like, I could go to New York City FC or the Revs, or which I wouldn't want to anyway, but like, I think that's fine.
Yeah. When are we going to a Revs game, by the way? You keep putting that off.
Where's Momo? Get us some tickets.
I mean, I'm sure we could get a couple tickets for the Revs game if we want. So yeah, it's just like,
they only have about 83,000 empty seats every game.
Yeah, I know. Literally. It's like, well, that would be my favorite. Like, we'd have to be like, no, there's none available. And then you're like, you sent a photo of the stadium. I'm not sure about that one. So it's just like, I think that there's ways to do it, and it's a logistical spot. Yeah. And Peter says, I have season tickets, and I'd still love to get more tickets to take friends. And that's a very good way to do things. It's like, I know if you have season tickets to a team, a lot of the time you're just like, oh, hey, because like people don't like to spend a lot of money necessarily to go to games. But if you're like, hey, I got two tickets for you and your wife to go, if you want to go with us, it's a great way to make it happen.
I feel really bad saying this, but it seems so simple.
Yeah, it does. Like, but it's also like, I think that this is something that's probably going to be worked on in the near future from somewhere. But I also think it's something that like I've been on the platform for 3 years, and it's, I remember I've asked for tickets and it's like, no, we can't get you tickets. And then I remember where it's like, hey, can I get tickets? You're like, sure, bring your entire like extended family and like other 50 people too. And it's like, I don't need that many tickets.
It's, yeah. Again, like somebody said, I think it's a logistical issue and they just haven't prioritized it. But I think that I cannot think of a bigger thing that they could realistically add to the game.
Yeah.
That would get people who are not interested or know about So Rare, that all of a sudden it's like, hey, do you want to go to this game? Yeah. How did you get the tickets? I won them on So Rare. And you're just like, what?
Yeah.
And it feels so like such an easy, spend the marketing budget on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's such a good word of mouth. We're Surface. Is Surface in here? Do you remember when Surface used to be like tickets and jerseys are like useless and not good?
Completely useless. And they're like, hey, do you want to go to the MLB All-Star game?
Yeah.
And he's like, yes, I do.
But it's not even that. Like Surface, if you're here, love you. But like people love that shit. If you give that shit, people love it.
Like we're not here saying they should be giving out tickets instead of cards and cash. No. Like,
yeah.
But
here's
think.
The thing. I think they're giving out 5% of the reward boxes are worth like 5%, right?
Yeah.
Right now. But like, let's say you add tickets to games. Okay. Now you're at 7%. You add hats. You're at 8%. You add jerseys. You're at 10%. All of a sudden, like those reward boxes, instead of being 5% to get something, you're at 10 to 20%. And there are different things in it that you can win.
Game tickets in Division 1.
What?
game tickets in Division One.
Yeah, that's how you make Division One better. Oh, you want game tickets? Only Division One. Like Premier League Division One, they give out 4 tickets a week, 2 packs. It's a really good thing. Maybe you only put that type of shit in the higher divisions. Or like Division One, for example, has 20% chance to win something. They have 10 Premier League tickets, and Division Two has 2. Division Three has nothing. That's a big incentive to move up. Also, here's another question I have for you that I'm not sure how to do this or what I would do. What's your thoughts on there only being reward boxes in Classic season?
Sorry, Ryan said it. So where we give MLS tickets in the Prem Division and EPL tickets in Challenger.
Very cool.
I don't think in-season competitions need boxes.
Why?
Because you're there to play for cash.
What if the boxes there were cash?
Just give more cash. Like, stop hiding it. Just give more.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. But, all right, so let me ask you this. If you had another 20% a week to give out cash-wise, would you like it to just be added to the prize pools as is, or would you like it to be boxes?
I think it should be added to the prize pool. Okay. And the reason why is because the introduction of very clear cash prizes makes people get a better idea of how long or what they have to do to win their money back. And this idea of having like a mystery option where they don't have to increase it, I don't think it matters. Like, I don't think that's good practice.
Yeah, I think so. For me, the issue with the in-season competitions are they're incredibly shallow at like the super rare level. Like, a lot of the stuff at the super rare level is incredibly shallow. And I think adding something like that would add a lot to the
team. Yeah, I think they should actually solve the problem by making it deeper. Like, actually pay out more.
Well, stop, I mean,
meaning pay out more places.
It's just like there's, yeah, it's kind of screwed up because like the jackpot isn't good enough. And then you also are just like super shallow. And it's like,
it is weird to not have one or the other.
What?
Like, you should either have like a huge jackpot and it's shallow, or a smaller jackpot and you pay out longer. But they seem to have a small jackpot and not many
rewards. Like, I don't think Unique's terrible. I think Super Rare is a bit like, it's like, eh.
Vita does make an interesting point here. Rewarding an extra $1 to 500 people in an in-season rare nobody cares about, but adding $500 with a low probability.
Yeah, but like that.
Here we go. Yeah, only for Division One. Sure.
Yep, sure. Division One. Yeah, what about that? What about boxes in Division One in every format?
Boxes?
Like, Division,
like everyone wins one?
No. Well, that also, but like, what about like Division One are like Division One in season has boxes?
Like, to win what though?
Oh, it does. I don't, it doesn't matter, I don't think.
Well, like, I don't think you should ever be able to win cards.
Tadic first sub off the field. Yikes. So dusty. Where's Keith? Keith,
what did you pay for your Tadic rare?
It's going to be painful.
I think I spent 2.3 ETH.
What do you think I paid?
Think you got yours way before me, so I would imagine it was less than me.
No, it would have been higher if I got way before you, probably. I want it on auction, 3.2.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway, this is a great point from Vita. You don't need to make every division attractive as long as the top one is the best.
Yes.
Like, it's as simple as that.
Yes. Yeah, you give shit elsewhere, but the top one is the clearly best where you want to be. 100%. Yeah.
Sean doesn't care what's in the boxes as long as he gets to open a box.
No, that's not true. If like, I know, I've seen some people bitch on Twitter about like getting level ups in boxes.
Really? People bitching on Twitter?
Yeah, shocking. I know. I am actually somewhat okay with people bitching about getting boxes on Twitter. In the current format, because like the current format of like you have a very, 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 very low percent chance of getting a card and a 95% chance of a level up is a bit dull. I would like to, but that goes to our point of like once you start adding this other shit, all of a sudden the boxes are more interesting because there's more than a 95% chance. Like, I literally, it took me 55 boxes to get a card. But I opened 55 level ups.
Peter said they should put boxes in.
Sure. Boxes. Give me a box. I'd rather a box than a level up. I sort of looked at it. I'm pretty sure by like July, I'm going to have every card I give a shit about leveling up, leveled up. And I'm literally just going to have like 400 level ups just sitting in my, I haven't bought a level up. Like, Laird, how many coins do you think I have?
I think Nanzo just hit 1 million. So I'm guessing you're around 800,000.
I'm over 1 million.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Like, I don't give a shit about the level ups. I never bought one ever. And I don't want to buy a level up. I use them now. I made fun of Keith because this is just stupid. If you have level ups and you're just sitting there not using them, that's dumb as shit. Because like you are costing yourself half a point to 1.5 percentages every week.
Are you on the side that you should boost from 7 to 8 and not hold them until it's 17, 18, 19?
I just would use them when they're at a reasonable level. Like somewhere around the 8 to 10 range is fine. Obviously it's better if they're 16 to 18 type range. Also, and I think that Jay Fraz brought this up last week too, and I had never noticed this at all. The filter on Sower doesn't work on the card level.
Oh, like, it never worked.
And I have never noticed it because it was completely irrelevant to me until literally this happened. And I'm like, this is so stupid because I just want to find what cards I should level up. But like, no, I think for example, like an in-season card, like I have some in-season cards, it's more impactful, I think, to get those cards from like 10% to 11.5% XP than it will be next year to get them from like 8.5 to 10. Like, I'd rather get that extra additional XP like right away.
That's fair. That's fair. But, just with the possibility you will not be able to boost
it. I also just do not give enough of a shit about it, honestly. Like, I just do not care. But at the same point, like, if I have a chance to get an extra 1.5%.
Have you used them all then?
Yeah, I've used them all every game week I've been winning them.
Oh.
But I've never bought one. I never bought one before, and I never have interest in it. But, like, now I'm using them because, like, all right, I all of a sudden get an extra 2 to 3 points in my lineup because I used them. So, like, typically what I'm doing is I'm going through building my important lineups and then going through and seeing, like, if those cards are boosted or not. And then it takes me, like, 10 minutes, which, whatever. But –
what do you think of this idea from Philly Dilly? What if an elite box had 2 standard boxes in it?
I would be more interested in that. It's better in level. The level ups are so dull. I think it's fine for what they had to do to start, but like if we go into next European season and it's like you have a 5% chance of getting a shit card or a 95% chance to level up, I'm gonna be like, oh my God. It has to be fixed by next European season, like
It has to be, yeah.
It has to be.
And I think within that fix has to be that the Division One percentages are different.
I mean, I think that should already be changed.
Agreed.
Like, that should already be changed. I think that the gap between them should... To be honest, here's another question for you. I feel like stuff should be getting tweaked more rapidly right now because this is basically the test phase. And how can you properly test it if you don't do anything until like 3 months down the road and then all of a sudden it's not test phase anymore?
So, I mean, how many weekends have we had? 3? I mean, it's 3.
No, but I'm saying, like, what is a reasonable timeline that you think they should be changed? To me, it's like after a month, you should be having, because Vitaly says, why would you have to wait for this change? It's literally just a configuration parameter.
For which change?
The boxes and like the percentages and like what's in them.
Yeah, I think it would, I don't know, three, literally three, it's 3 game weeks. Is it, like, I'm not even counting the midweeks, even though we've had some.
We only had one that had divisions in them.
Midweek?
Yes.
Now we have this one. It seems too short to me, to be honest.
No, I mean, yeah, but like the thing is like you're supposed to be making lots of changes and lots of like.
So Mike said, I think they'll wait until champ season's finished. I think that's the, I think they want to fuck around with challengers and champions, challengers and contenders. And like, those, that's the guinea pig area. And
yeah, then that's figure fair. It out there. That's fair. I don't know. I just feel like we should be having some changes already, and it just hasn't happened yet, which is, it's whatever.
They made some very significant, like, UX changes that have been great, though.
I haven't.
Like, being able to see, like, the prizes right in your lineup. Like, they've made the lobby significantly better.
Where's Vitaly? I'm going to have to get on a call with him about the shit we need on that. Like, when am I going to see my boxes I'm winning, Vitaly? I need to know how my box that money, damn it. I want to go to my SoRare results and see boxes.
You can see it on SoRare.
I also want to see the player's age again. Why did we get rid of the player's age? Where? Not his age, his actual birthday. I want to see his birthday. Sorry, okay. Birthday. And I want to be able to click on him, but I know that was just an issue that is hopefully going to be fixed.
That's back. You can click on them now.
I can from the app?
Yeah. There's just a button on the bottom now.
Wait, can I click on them or can you click on them?
Yeah. Yep, you can do it.
No, I can't.
Yeah, just no. Yeah, like scroll down to the bottom of their thing.
I'm talking about from the games page.
Yeah, so like this page?
No.
This page?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you click.
Okay.
No, you put your info on the bottom.
Oh, didn't know that. See, learn something new every day. Hadn't seen that yet. Yeah, I want the birthday. Their birthdays back. I want because I like knowing how like the U23 players like when they age out and stuff. And it's not, you can't do it without the birthday.
On the website?
Yeah.
I mean, it tells you how long they have.
Yeah, I don't like that. I want to see the birthday. I also want to know like how old my old shits are, if they like just turned their old ass age, or if they're like Brad Stuver's 33. Did Brad Stuver just turn 33, or is Brad Stuver like almost 34? Because if he's like almost 34, that's a lot closer to the end of life than 33 is. We just turned it.
Literally. Yeah, literally. Philly D was asking, is there a way yet to set Division 1, 2, and 3 lineups in the lineup builder? And Vita replied, that's what we're working on. So, yeah.
Yeah, there was another thing I wanted as well that I was like, I still wish I could click on the player. Actually, you don't even have to scroll down. It just has view player info at the bottom. I don't even have to scroll for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, some screens you have to scroll. Some you don't.
Yeah, so anyways, I think that there's... I still think that the path SoRare is going down with everything is a good path to me. I think that there's some merit to that than some of the other stuff. So, I mean, I think that's a positive. So next question, since we're not going to finish yet, because we said we would ask it. Do you think that people... So, like, at the beginning of this MLS season, people, like, focused their faces off for cards at the beginning of the MLS season. Like, we saw Haber with that Yamani buy that we're like, this is horrendous. And then it was bad. Do you think people are going to be more conservative at the start of the next European season? Or do you think people are just going to, like, blast? Like, so, for example, I'm going to use this person as an example, because I think this is, like, clearly the far and away best player in the Prem. And it's not close. Rodri. What happens to Rodri's price beginning of next season? Because, like, today I can buy an old season Rodri for 0.296, new season for 0.37. What's Rodri's new season next year?
So, to give some context to people, Sean and I were talking about this just before the show. And basically, like, my response was, I think people are going to spend absurd amounts of money for new season champion cards. Like Challenger 2, but like the new season European, I think will be absurd. And Sean was making the point, like, they can only go as high as basically what the classic cards go for. Like, nobody's going to spend 20x the classic card. So, like, you have to look at where the classic cards are now. But we saw, like, generally very high prices for the MLS stuff. And part of that was because of this, like, the $150,000 special weekly, which I don't think that they'll do for the Premier League or for any of those, because you're muted. Hold on, you're muted.
They should not do that for the Premier League or anything. I agree.
Right. Like, they have the competitions already. But so I think part of the part of the MLS increase and part of the J League increase and K League is because of those big prizes.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think the first few people are just going to be like, I cannot believe people are spending that much.
Yeah.
And then it'll just trickle down as they get more out.
Yeah. Because like, I don't know what people are going to do. So for example, I'm gonna give the example the day before the announcement, I'm guessing this is when the announcement was because the price difference. The day before the announcement, Rodri's rare was $7.99. The day of the announcement, his price went to $1,400. It basically doubled. And it got as high as like $1,800. And now it's back down to like $900. So like the start of new season next year, do you think it goes for like
$3,000?
I'm just using Rodri because like to me,
he's
the clear best player in the Prem. Not the Prem, like he's the card you want in all of champ right now.
I think it's possible, yeah, that he gets that high.
Yeah, so it's like, because like the 2000 and whatnot that you have here, like those were last year. So this second spike, switch to 6 months. That's still going to show. But like this second spike, that's when the announcement came out. So, but that
right, so like people were willing to pay
$1,800
with three and a half months of utility.
Correct.
What if you had nine?
Correct. But all right. So Philly Dilly said Rodri won't moon because Classic can be used. The ones to pop will be the tier below. Not necessarily because people want to play five Rodri type players. And so like though you can't do that in the rare level without having, you can only play one Classic. So like the most expensive card won't. It doesn't work like that. But so like for example, like when they came out, it was like 2000, but also like, let me see old season Rodri's at that time. So like old season Rodri's at that time were going for, there was an old season Rodri that sold for 1500 a day or two before a 1805 auction. So like it definitely was like always 25% above, but is this card with a third of a season, it went for that. Is he gonna pump to like $3,000 for a full season? And if he pumps for like $3,000, does that mean his rare is gonna be $2,500? Because like his classic rare? Because like his classic rare
should, it really doesn't seem to be much of a difference between his new season and classic.
It's typically 25%, but like that doesn't make sense because like your classic card shouldn't be that high at like the beginning of the season. Like, is it really gonna be like a 2x difference? Is it really gonna be like $3,000 versus $1,000?
No, I don't think I'm kind of agreeing with Scosmo here. Like, we're at the bottom of the Euro price cycle.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. So like all of a sudden, like Rodri starts pumping up next year. Like, what's Rodri gonna be at in the
year? Like if classic season Rodri's $2,500.
No, I'm just saying, like, what's Rodri going to be both in both versions day one of Prem season next year?
I think what probably matters is how far ahead you can buy that card.
Say day of, you have to buy now.
Buy now? 20 grand.
No, but I'm just saying, like, what are we going to be at price-wise at the start of the European season? Because I will say, like, right now, I'm going to give this comment too that I think you're going to agree with pretty confidently. If rare prices, and we're only using rare here, and that's a reasonable number from Scosmo. I think that's possible.
$3,000 for in season, $2,000 classic.
So if that's the case, then you should be buying a shitload of in season or classic cards towards the end of the season, like right now, every year for the next season. Because here's the difference, right? Is Challenger and Contender are going to be completely ran differently than Champ and Premier League, because you can effectively be off cycle with those for like in season cards because of how it works. You don't have to buy day one ass prices if you don't want to, because you can just have a season in season card of a player.
You can have J League cards for a while before.
Yeah, you have MLS cards for a while. Like, but how is the Prem and stuff going to happen? Because like if they are at the prices they currently are right now, like I could spend $4,000 and buy pretty much the best possible Prem team, right? What's the best possible Prem team that you could build today? like best five. Goalie doesn't matter, but like just so like use Rhea because like, or like you can use like Allison.
Let's find out. Although this will give us classic, which is fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
So yeah, you have a defender in mind? Do you want Van Dijk or TAA?
Use Van Dijk because it matches. He's not the most expensive for the best, but like we'll just use it for the shits and games.
Yeah.
Son.
Son. Yeah.
It's Youngman. Yeah. And then I don't know. Is there a mid that you're? It's definitely a mid. Like Bruno. It's probably Bruno or Madison. I mean, if you have Son, like probably Madison. Yeah, Cosmos basically said that. Oh, Cole Palmer. I mean, he's been really good.
Price-wise, it's Saka.
Yeah, just put Saka in there then for the point of this.
So 23 grand is the floor?
So you could buy 3 grand for the floor classic. If we assume 20-25%, you're talking 4. I think if you have a team like that good, it's going to be really difficult to not pay off that team plus a lot. So, like, the current pricing makes no sense from a full season perspective. So, things have
to... No. But you can't get that price. Like, this team, new season, in August...
Yeah, but how much is this going to be in August, new season?
10?
So, if that's the case, shouldn't you, like, buy these cards classic season now and use them in the start of the season next year?
But like all of these cards exist. Like that's the difference. You can't buy the, like you're not winning.
But like if you run this in classic, it's also going to produce really well too.
Sure.
So it's like, yeah, like, I mean, yeah, I'm just asking. I'm just curious. Like
how much I think that whatever the prices are going to be crazy. You know what the real answer is? Whatever pranks he wants to pay for them.
Yeah, but that's the first run. I'm talking more so like 5.
He can run 6 of these cards.
Yeah, but he typically doesn't do that as much. Yeah, Major Ante said, assuming no injuries. Yeah, like, but like, I can replace a lot of guys pretty cheap. Like, we don't, like, Saka, you don't have to get Saka. You could have got
Bruno
Madison or Price, who's better, probably. Gross. Yeah, gross. Great example.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, I just don't, the current price point to me, does not make sense going into next season from a perspective of like what you can recoup from the season. I don't think it's close right now.
Like the gap is too small.
It's too big.
I mean, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I think like this team in season probably. Man, that probably can recruit like 10 to 20 grand in rare.
Well, I mean, it depends how quickly, like winning in August and September is way more valuable than winning in February and March.
In season, it doesn't matter because you're just winning ETH.
Yeah, but you can't use, like, these will be classic. We're just talking about that. Like, you need classic cards.
No, but like, Yeah, no, I was talking in season, like how much this would recoup me in season.
Right, I'm just saying. I think this costs at least $10,000 in September.
Yeah, which at that point, like this current price point makes no sense on stuff. I don't think. Right.
I'm not sure you can win 10 grand worth of cards, right? Like fast enough.
No, I'm talking. I'm not talking about a classic season. I'm talking about like in seasonally. Like, if you had this team from an in season perspective, like. It's going to recoup a significant amount. If you run this in classic, like, yeah, obviously, like, if you win a card at the beginning of the season, it's worth a lot more than if you win the card in 3 months down the road. But, like, if you bought this team as a classic team and was, like, let's say you bought today as a classic team and you ran the rest of the season and into next season, like, if those cards are going for 10 at the start of the year and you're able to win them towards the start, like all year, like even if they drop significantly, I don't know. The pricing just doesn't really make sense to me from a, like what they give out versus a, what they, what the costs are. Like it just does, it seems, it just doesn't add up to me.
So the real question is though, if you had this lineup,
yeah,
would you want it in Division III?
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, you get, yeah, you're, I mean, maybe Division I, I mean,
Division I wins Rodri, Division II wins Madison, and Division III wins Sokka, or Sokka, no, then Madison.
You keep going back and forth between in season and classic, though. If I'm in,
you're winning in season.
I mean, in season, like,
this, you buy this classic lineup, and then first week of the season, you enter classic,
mm-hmm.
and then Division I winner wins Rodri. Division II winner gets Sokka, and Division III gets Madison.
Yeah, but like Madison goes for not that much less than the rest of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I just don't think the current pricing adds up to what like it should be based on what they reward. I think what they reward
everywhere, or just in the Prem?
Everywhere. Okay. Like, I mean, if you could buy an MLS team, I mean, let's go buy an MLS team right now. So pick whatever goalie you want. I honestly, it doesn't matter. So like I would go just say Stuver or something. Like it really doesn't matter. Stuver's AA is good.
Mm.
So Stuver, Wagner, Gill. Pooge. Messi. See how much it costs.
$1,900.
Yeah, like that's just not gonna cost. Shut up. Vitaly said no Carlos. No, yeah, always Carlos Gill. Like always Carlos Gill. You know what? It's not his fault. It's not his fault. His coach is a dumbass. But like you're telling me that lineup can't return like $2,000 over the course of the season with
This needs to return 2,000 in classic cards. Like that's not the price for in-season cards.
The in-season cards, I don't think are that much different.
But they're, I mean, they've got to be at least 25% higher, no?
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. Especially Messi, I don't think it's even that much. Yeah, it's.
Could
it's
you really recoup $3,000 from this lineup if we use the Rodri multiple?
What?
If we use the Rodri multiple from before, $3,000 new, $2,000 classic. Can this is about $2,000 return $3,000 in?
It's the multiplier is not that much though over here. Like I'm just looking at it, like it's just not that much. Like it's like 10%. Like look at Messi. Yeah, I'm enjoying Carlos Gil right now because like this is the time that it happens every year where people are like, he's so dust now, blah, blah. And then he goes on and like rips like 80 average over an L15 after this. Yeah, so like the gaps is not as big. But so like, I mean, in Challenger in season, Division One, $1,200 to first, like you get 50 for 60th. Like, even if the lineup has a bad week, like, this week you would have got, like, this week you probably would have got top five with this lineup in Gills. No, actually, you probably win with that. Actually, Philly didn't play, so never mind. But, like, everyone else did very well in this lineup. It just, like, so happened to go with it. But, like, I mean, even if you're running D3, like, D3, you run this, like, you get $60 for 10th. Like, you get $25 for 120th. Guess the score for 120th, Laird.
325.
Too high, Laird.
Oh, great.
You're too high. 316.
Wow. For $25?
$25.
It's a lot of needing to hit that to get my $1,800 back. Or
yeah, but like, okay, so all of a sudden you hit like 400 and you get $60. Oh. But I'm saying like that adds up. Like if you do it over and over again, like it adds up a lot. And then 1 week, like you literally ever win and put up like that 1 week where you win, it like pays off the whole, Like one win is $1,200 in D1.
Yeah. Just in D1. Better be there. Agent Cooper, we're working on this in-season classic card split. So don't you worry. It's literally on the player pages, though, for here. If anybody doesn't know that, when you go to a player page and you go below, we have the difference between new season and classic.
Laird's face at $60 for the 410 or whatever. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, though, with stuff.
Allie, what's up? Sorry.
With stuff being a little bit off currently from a, like, high-end versus, like, that mid-range. Like, why is that? Yeah,
Yeah, spend $3,000 to win $60 at a time over the course of the season.
Yeah, but like you do have to hit a jackpot at some point. Like you would hope a line like this like would hit a jackpot at some point. You
better hit a D1 jackpot.
No, you don't even necessarily have to hit D1 jackpot, but you do have to like win something.
If I bought those cards, I would expect to win.
Yeah, if I bought those cards, I would expect to win at some point during the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But like you could spend, I mean, we just show that lineup. Like, you could probably buy a lineup that is like legit for like $500.
You can get a legit MLS in season lineup for $500.
Yeah, I think so.
I think.
I mean, let's try it, Laird.
I think you're totally wrong.
Let's try it, Laird.
Yeah, in limited you can't.
No, you can do it pretty. You can do it in rare.
Let's do it. What do you got?
Stuver. Let's keep Stuver in. All right. I'm just gonna guess names, and I have no idea how good they are or not.
Well, we got to see what the Stuver like new season price is.
Less than what it's Stuver new season is. $132.
Man,
do you still think that it's not doable, Laird?
I still think it's not doable, yeah.
Vitaly said, can you be competitive without Messi? Yeah, I think you can definitely be competitive without Messi in MLS. Like, he's going to have big games, but, like, he's going to DNP a lot. Like, he's literally going to be gone for, like, a month and a half. You cannot do it without Carlos Gilda. That's not possible.
Why is he gone for a month and a half?
Yeah, he's going to be at the Copa.
Oh.
So, like, he's going to miss – I think he's going to miss, like, 7 games. All right, so
well, – League's Cup also probably kills it.
Well,
be a contender.
Yeah, I don't
have to rely on special weeklies.
Sure. Let's use Miles Robinson. I'm just picking a name. I literally have no idea these guys' prices.
Yeah, let me pull these out. Well, actually, I'll just keep it.
Yeah, that's fine. I have no idea how much Miles Robinson or if he's been any good or anything. I have no clue.
I don't think he has new season cards, actually.
Okay. So
he definitely doesn't.
Use someone else. Like pick a defender. Who do you want to use? I have mids where I don't have really defenders. Yeah, fine, use them.
$60, I'll call it.
Yep. So 190.
Yep.
Robin Laud.
Unbelievable.
He's been smashing.
I know. Gator guy is just victory lapping that one left and right.
Yeah, you know who he got it from? Me.
These are all old.
Sure, use it.
64? Sure. Instant buy, look at that.
Yeah, no one's that dumb, but like, yeah.
No, there is. He's right there.
Well, all right, let me rephrase. Some people are really dumb. You could probably go buy a new season for cheaper than that right now. No, you actually, there aren't any on.
Gosh, yeah, you can't, see?
Look at the most recent purchase. Shocker.
Old one, too.
But like, fine, use 64. I mean, we're not even going to be close. All right, Eric Tommy.
Oops. Sorry, that was just force of habit there.
Mike's questioning your Yamani buy from defense. Mike, give us a different defender. We'll plug him in. All right, and then Saloy.
$114.
How much are we at?
That comes out to $406.
$406. You told me I couldn't do it for $500. And that
I'm just not sure that lineup is that competitive, to be honest.
It doesn't need to be competitive. It needs to get 120th. You don't think that lineup gets 120th?
What does 1/20th get us?
$25.
And we have to do that a lot of times, though.
That's fine. Oh, yeah, actually, that's a better... Go use Brooks Lennon. Instead of Yamani. Lennon's a pretty good option. Oops.
Yeah, I mean, he's like double the price of...
Yeah, that's fine. Yep. You've literally had $100 that you could use.
True. So yeah, 474.
Yeah, but we're also in this layer, we're not including the fact that we can use an old season card for one of them if we want it.
Okay.
No, so I'm just saying, like, so like take $25 off the price, right? So 450. You don't think this lineup can do pretty well a reasonable amount of time?
I just like your...
Like it takes one somewhat result to like pay off the entire lineup.
So like
marginal result.
You need to hit $25 18 times, let's call it. Right? To get to 450.
I mean, yeah, but you're not just gonna hit $25.
Sure. Sometimes it'll be zero.
But like this line can definitely get you $100-$200 at times too. Like it's reasonable. Either way, the risk is so low. Like you're probably gonna get $200-$300 back. And like we literally aren't even looking at better options. Like we just used names off the top of our head.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying like you can't win something back. I'm not as confident that this is like easily cashing you, getting your money back this season.
I mean, this weekend, that lineup would have smashed. Unless Lennon was terrible, which maybe he was, I don't know.
He had 50.
So you have 80, 50. So we're going to do this quick. All right, so 80, 50. Lennon had like one of the worst matches in the league. 60, 65, and 92, Laird. So, all right, so I'm going to add it up. So I'm just guessing on the...
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention to that. But
all right. 80 times 1.1, so 88, 55. Laud put up 90, so we're just going to call it 100.
We're just giving everyone 10%?
Yeah, Saloy put up 60.
So how are we getting 10% more?
I'm just going to assume it's an in-season card. Like you probably are getting 10% pretty quickly. And I'm just guessing, Larry. It doesn't have to be fucking perfect, Jesus. 20. All right, who's your captain? Probably Saloy, based on what the games were, I would assume. So another 30 points off of Saloy because he was the worst. So 409. So you put up 409 this week. So 409 in Division 1 gets you $75. Division 2 gets you $50. No, 50 less. Division 3 gets you $60. Division 4 gets you $50. So you paid off 10% of it this week. No one, I mean, it wasn't super duper special.
And like, obviously you're not going an entire season with five cards. Like you need to add more to this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
D1 more than D2, they're working.
So, yeah, like it's just, I think that there's, you can buy decent cards and pay them off at a reasonable rate, I think, is more so the point.
If you were to do this, how many extra cards do you think you need?
Yeah, but if I was doing that, I just like maybe wouldn't buy some of them and I'd buy different players and buy like two of them instead.
So how many cards would you want?
I don't know, like 8.
Two goalies?
No, I'd probably just go with one goalie. Until you need a second, but like, just go with one goalie.
Yeah,
I'm aware Philly Dillies are back with each position. Yeah, you could do that too. Like, there's enough defenders that are like, defenders are cheap. You can buy cheap.
Dime a dozen.
What?
They're dime a dozen.
Yeah, like MLS defenders. It's literally like Wagner and Lennon. Lennon's really good. And then it's like,
yeah.
And Mike Bastin said also, and I agree with this, depth comes from existing classic stock as well. Like your classic cards can be your depth.
Could be. Yeah. Yep.
Because then you just fill in what you need for that week with a classic card. Could be any of the positions.
Major NFT said, if you score 390 in cap 240, you win $250.
Yeah, and you probably can't use that line because it's above the cap.
You just need to win once, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Just once. No, not this lineup. He was saying just if you score 390 in cap 240.
I'd rather like the 20, 30% chance of getting like 25, 50 bucks instead of like the 1% chance of hitting 390.
Brazil goalkeeper and defender. Problem with this is that there's so new season Brazil.
Correct. And they're off kilter. It's a bit of a wonky matchup. I will say it. So one MLS related issue is I do think it's difficult to compete in MLS with just MLS cards without utilizing defenders and goalies elsewhere. Maybe not goalies, but defenders. Like I think you have to, if you're playing like challenger and like you're just like, I'm gonna MLS it. Major NFT said, I'm just a degen, I guess. Yes. If you're going for 390 in cap mode, you are definitely a degen. Yes. And there's this very certain weeks where I think it's reasonable. Otherwise, yeah, it's not good. But what was I talking about?
How it's tough to compete in challengers with just MLS.
Oh yeah. Like if you're going in challenger and you don't have like these like Boscagli types, I think it's going to be really difficult long-term. The forwards, like you can get away with some of the forwards, and the mids are obviously very good. Like a lot of the mids are very strong scoring. Goalie is just dumb. Obviously, like it's more likely you have a consistent goalie production with like the high end big time favorites and challenger. But like it's difficult to compete with like Matt Miazga during the year where MLS is like where everyone's playing.
Right. Right.
Like it's difficult to not have like Gear Chirita, Boscagli, all those type of dudes.
Yeah. Well, they're almost done, thankfully.
They are. They didn't play this weekend either. So that's
we'll get our challengers back.
That's probably why I have good lineups in certain spots.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm gonna end us there as we are hoping that the Eredivisie finishes and then MLS comes and dominates the summer. So thank you to everybody for coming. If you could please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Shout out to Quinny. If there are any follow-up questions, feel free to leave a comment below or hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Andrew M. Laird. Sean is at PSU Fans too. And just like Mike said, it's Milan Derby time. So let's all enjoy that. I think we all
You're not watching that shit.
Yeah, no chance. But anyway, thank you, everyone, for coming. And we'll see you around.